Yeehaw! That's some good music there. Doing a sound check. Y'all hear me okay? All right. I'll take that as a yes. All right. The Rocky Bottom Report. I want to first tell you all that if you were noticing the financial report earlier, that Rocky Bottom actually made a little bit of money last year. We cut down a lot of our expenses and we had some very generous donations and a successful campaign with the Fall Festival. So very good there. But 2020 was a year that we didn't have a lot of people up there. And that's not what the camp was made for. The camp was made for the blind, the churches, the running groups, the athletic groups that go up there and use our facilities. That's what it was made for. And it was a very tough year for that, not just financially, but just people getting up to the camp. We did not have a children's camp last year up at Rocky Bottom. We did not have senior camps up there at Rocky Bottom. And we did not have a lot of our renters at Rocky Bottom. But 2021 is the dawn of a new day. We were able to have 2 weeks of children's camp. We are going to have a week of senior camp in October. So that's some wonderful stuff. And we're starting to get renters back. And that's a wonderful thing. Suzanne has been doing a great job up there at watching over the camp, cleaning. She went through her certified pool operator's license. She got that. So we didn't have to pay for a certified pool operator to come up there two or three times a week. And I want to thank her for the work that she's doing there. I'd also like to thank the people who have given or the groups that have given.
Right here, Shelly. Oh, you're good.
Now, could you do it with a mask on or should
yes,
I not?
You can.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I got to lower.
You can't lower it anymore. Oh. Right there, you're on it. But the thing
okay.
is, it's not going to work. Because I think it's out. Hello? Yeah, it's out. So you're just gonna have to project.
Oh, just out. Holler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, then
yeah.
I'll take my mask off.
Yeah. Coming through on the phone, but not.
Okay.
Speak into the mic.
Oh, I can speak.
They can hear you on Zoom.
Okay. All righty. All righty. Greetings, and it's been good to be here for this convention. I think it's awesome that. You know, it's just gone real well. We're excited about senior camp this last year. In 2020, we took an idea that we did from the National Senior Virtual Retreat, and we had two virtual senior camps, and it was awesome. Shannon and I. Okay. Okay. Is that better?
No, but we're talking about the people on Zoom, guys. Okay,
Okay.
Yeah, we're actually talking about the folks on Zoom, though.
Okay, so we ended up having two virtual senior camps, and we did really well. I don't know the numbers, what we had. Oh, I don't know, 20 plus probably. And we played games. We had Miss Rhonda Thompson joined us for one of the camps, maybe both of them, I can't recall, but we had some discussion and it was just really fun. We went for about 3 or 4 hours and had a lot of a good time, played bingo. We actually sent cards to people, played bingo, and then they ended up sending their cards back to the center. So that was awesome. We got all our cards back. And this year we're going to do the same thing, have a camp, that is. But in the spring we had it virtually. And now we're hoping to have an in-person one October 24th through the 28th at Rocky Bottom. We're looking forward to going up there. I think we've got a lot of new people in this last year, 18 months. And I just am really looking forward to being able to encourage people in that way. So that's kind of what I can think of at this point. Yeah. No.
And this is Shannon, and we are working on updating the application. Those will be sent out very soon. We, of course, are keeping in mind the pandemic, social distancing, all of the things that we've been dealing with for 18 months now. So that will definitely be in the forefront of our planning. We will keep you posted as to new happenings. And transportation, if anyone wants to volunteer, to drive, to help prepare the meals, to do whatever, we will certainly accept your willing help. You know, of course, we have a limit on how many people we can have there, but we definitely would like to have people willing to come and stay with us during that week that could help. So if anybody has any questions, we'll entertain those. Otherwise, Shelly and I will go take our seats.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies.
Oh, we're back. All right, Tom, you want to finish, sir? We're back.
I do. I can't remember where I left off, but I had thanked Suzanne for a job well done so far this year. And I'd also like to thank our benefactors, and who I call our benefactors are the ones that financially help the camp. And there's no bigger benefactor than Successful Transitions. They totally remodeled the two bathrooms in the conference center. They purchased lawn equipment for the camp to use. And they've been very generous to Rocky Bottom. So I want to thank you all, especially Pam. Pam has been a firecracker up there, getting things done with some of her various people from Successful Transitions. So thank you very much. I'd also like to thank the Lions Club, who has a $4,000 budget to help Rocky Bottom. And they spent that $4,000. And in July, we got another $4,000 to do some things with. And some of the things that, one of the biggest things that was done with that first $4,000 was to reconstruct walkways at Lawton Hall. So now there is a brand new, very nice concrete walkway that goes from the Hancock Road and goes up to the stairs. And also on the conference center side, a very nice walkway that goes to the end of Lawton Hall. And I want to thank them for their generosity in doing that. We also had a very, very nice donation from our benefactor, Gwen Ellenberg, on the behalf of the Ellenberg family. And Gwen's primary focus is on keeping the Ralph M. Ellenberg Lodge in the shape that Mr. Ellenberg would be proud of. And we were having some issues up there with some settling, and some of the rain was getting into some of the rooms via the concrete slab. It was sloped towards the building instead of away from the building. And that was causing it to get into the rooms. So the idea was to put a metal roof over Ellenburg, and it extends not only on the roof, but it extends over the upstairs patios. And they do plan to be painted and screened in. So those of you who like the upstairs patios will have a screened in porch. And sometime down the road, we'd like to do the same for downstairs for the slab area and make it a better place to relax, to go out and get some fresh air and not have the mosquitoes tote you off. So we know how big the mosquitoes can get up there. We've been working on things like the putt-putt course and the pond. The pond has had some issues for about 4 years, and we are desperately trying to get it back to the way that fishing can be enjoyed by everybody that goes up there. But I would like to thank all of those benefactors and all of the volunteers that have come up. We've even had some people that do some work for us. David Sheehan is a good example. He comes up and he's currently doing a lot of the different things. He's doing lawn maintenance. He's the one trying to get that pond right. His guys were the ones that did the walkway at Lawton Hall. And he's also planning to be the person that helps us with a drainage issue in front of Osternet Cottage. So I'd like to thank all of them. So if I could, I'm going to say something after President Baser is done to show you what we have coming up. So I'd like to pass this over to President Baser for her report for children's camps.
Okay, thank you. So we ended up having children's camp up there this summer, and we split children's camp this year from 5 to age 12. And so then when we did that, then it left the 6 weeks for summer teen that I was telling you. 1 week was virtual, 4 weeks were in Columbia, then we had our retreat graduation at Rocky Bottom. So being able to split them, I don't think this has been done since 2006, really has been a blessing, because a 5-year-old and a 15-year-old definitely don't have the same sleep schedules. So it worked out really well. And we had less students, which means we could spread out. Of course, we had a policy in place and updated our application to include COVID guidelines for the children, for volunteers, and for folks that were there. So we had some very excited kids that are ready to come back in 2022. The only difference is we will not run children's camp in the first week of teen week the same week. We cannot, I can do a lot of things, but that's one thing that was very difficult to do together. So once we look at the schedule and look at the school schedule for next year, generally we do children's camp the second week in June. So we're going to look at that, look at the school schedule and kind of get with Tom and get all those dates solidified for children's camp and when the last week of teens will be. I think, you know, there's a lot I could say, but we're all ready to get some more door prizes and have some drawings. So I'm going to keep it short.
Thank you, President Baser. I'd like to finish by letting everybody know there are a lot of new people in the Federation, and Rocky Bottom belongs to everybody. It belongs to all of the blind of the state. So if you want to get away with your family, you can go up to Rocky Bottom, make a reservation, pay a small processing fee, and stay up there for 2 weekends a year or 1 full week per year. You can go up with your chapters. You know, there are so many opportunities to come up. It's a beautiful place. It gets you away from things. We do have internet in every building. So if you want to get a text or check your Facebook, you can do that. But it's, you know, it's still a place to relax. We are lucky to have Embry-Riddle University up there this year. They're currently at the camp now. And starting in the middle of September, all the way through the beginning of November, we're pretty booked about every weekend and even some weeks. So we're having a very high influx of fall rentals up at the camp, which is really, really good. We're still going to work on things in the wintertime. But I want you to remember that Rocky Bottom, we don't get money from the federal government. We don't get money from, national or any place like that. We're self-sufficient. It's up to the benefactors and up to you and the rentals that we get to make things successful up there. There's so much more we want to do, but money is a little restrictive. So last year's Fall Festival was very, very successful. We had our $5 fun day / fall festival tickets, which we had a drawing, and we'll have another one on October 30th, where the winner of the person that purchased the winning ticket will get $500. The person that sold the winning ticket would get $50. And the group that sells the most tickets will get $300 for their treasury, just like that large did last year. And at the end of that drawing, we start a 1 week online auction where you can get your new items to the Federation Center well in advance, please, so we can photograph them, categorize them, and put them up on the website. And then starting on the 30th until the 6th of November, you can bid on items, and we will include, there would be shipping costs for things that need to be shipped, or I would hope that successful transitions and our Federation family would help to distribute the things as they did last year and get the items to you. This did one really big thing last year, and it brought it to where we could get donations from all across the country. And you know, we always have to have different kinds of donations from different people. It doesn't all have to come out of our pockets. It can be something that a business donated, a toaster or a gift card or something. You got it. And so that is coming up. Make your reservations at Rocky Bottom, support Rocky Bottom, and visit and do whatever you can. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Tom. Normally, I try not to rush people, but I want to make sure we get the Federation Center report. So are we having David first, which is executive director, and then Ed Bible, chair of that of the center?
Greetings again. This has been an interesting year, as we all know, because of the COVID virus. Our computer technology training consists of 4 instructors: Tom Spittle, who you just heard from, Jim Jackson, Garrett Mosley, and Eric Swinton. They're all certified to teach the assistive technology, along with the various aspects of computers and the voiceover and the iPhone. We, when the virus hit, They have stopped in-person training at the center. We did have people coming in. We can teach up to about four people at one time. But we were doing some people virtually, and we just switched everybody over to virtual training. And we average 50 students a year. So that's not too bad. And then I'd like to mention Dominic Calabrese. You've probably seen, he's sitting right up here in the front. Say hi, Dom. He's been with us for around a year now. And he's our public relations consultant. He's worked with the on a governor's proclamation last year, which was held at the state house. And he's worked on, there was a White Cane Awareness Day proclamation. He has worked on editorials, interviews. We've got public service announcements with WVOC that have been going, been aired for the last couple of months. We've got foundations that we've been recruiting for medical devices for blind individuals. And Aflac was the first to step up and give us $5,000 toward that. And that's just a few of the things he's done. He's been here taking pictures most of our events. He's been taking pictures continuously. And so he's really working hard. He's here from, moved down here from Chicago, where he worked with the Chicago Lighthouse. And we're glad to have him on board. I'd also, Abigail, are you in the room? Okay, say hi to everybody. Abigail Rackley, she's going to be working with us as a as an intern. She's getting her master's in social work at USC. And you're among a lot of company with people with their master's here in social work. She's going to help us to design a directory of blindness services. I've noticed that over time, what an agency, whether it's a state agency or a nonprofit organization or whatever, what they provide changes over time. So we're going to try to build a directory that can give us an accurate assessment of who does what, so that when we get calls here at the center, or other agencies even can have a copy of the directory, and chapter presidents and others can guide people to the right places, depending on where you live in the state, what services you're looking for, things like that. So she's going to help us develop that, and we're excited for that. We've been doing renovations, and thank Successful Transitions for helping us with the in the kitchen area especially. We have redone the meeting hall and kitchen, and we do everything from floor to ceiling. We can not only prepare meals and things hit at the center for groups that come over, but we can also use it for training. And it was used, we had a summer teen program over at the Federation Center for 4 weeks. And in fact, they provided the meal for one of our chapter meetings. We have both gas and electric stove, commercial refrigerator, triple basin sink, crushed ice machine, and other amenities, freezer and that. We've redone our storage room. We've also, Barry Chavis has done that. We've also, he's also redone our legislative hall of fame in our conference room, which lists the 44 pieces of legislation that have been passed through General Assembly since 1958. And he's also worked on removing the chair backs and seats, which have been got, which are, many of which have got tore up. And he's already got the first 75 of them done, and then we're gonna take apart the next 75 and have those completed soon. We're about 70% of the way through our total renovation project. And I thank Ed Bible for his insight and foresight and, you know, needing to do all of these things with our, especially with our 60th anniversary coming up. We received in 2020, we applied for and received a PPP loan for $11,840. And by the end of the year, we did get forgiveness on it, so we didn't have to pay it back. We have been involved with extensively either hosting or working with the Washington Seminar, Leadership Seminar, statewide seminar. We've been helped with Midlands Gives when raising money for the state organization and for Rocky Bottom. And thanks to Jennifer, we had a Johnson & Johnson vaccination station at the center. And then the convention, NFB Convention Bank that was held at the center. In fact, that even got on Zoom nationally. And then the summer teen program for 4 weeks here at the Federation Center not too long ago. And then the NFBFSC state convention, we did a lot of, we do a lot of assistance with that as well. Just want to let you know that the our 60th anniversary comes up on October 15th. We're going to hold an open house between 12 noon and 2 p.m. Everyone's invited, but I would like for you to RSVP by email or calling the center. Let us know you're coming. We're going to have speakers, Federation speakers, some guest speakers, media presence, and we're going to have some refreshments available. You can get a tour of the center and see all the upgrades that we've done. We're going to have demonstration tables set up with our computer technology, Braille work that we do, and more thing and other projects. You can help be a sponsor. We've already raised $6,250 from outside sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor and have your name on the sponsorship list, you can either give $10 for each year or $600, or you can give $1 for each year, which is $60. If we receive it from you by September 15th, just mark it payable to Federation Center of the Blind, say 60th anniversary fund, then that'll help defray the costs of the event. And then also that goes into our programs as well. So we're really pleased about all of that. And I'm going to turn it over to our board chairman, Ed Bible.
Thank you, David. Thank you, David. You do an excellent job of getting the work out. And I know we all kind of overload him by the phone call. So he does an excellent job. Now, if you have not been to our center recently, come and visit. There's been a lot of changes. We've gotten lots of compliments. We're not done yet. It's been a matter of trying to raise the funds to continue our renovation of our building, one that we can all be proud of. Hey, that's our headquarters right over there, that beautiful building. And that's what I'm looking for, and that's what I want for all of us. So we have something that stands out. Our building has been there since 60 years, so been there quite some time, so definitely, and it's been renovated over the years. But now we want to make the whole thing. When I go to national headquarters, I'm simply impressed, and I want people to be impressed when they come to our state headquarters. So that's my goal on that. And as you can see, we've been extremely busy. So you're invited, all of us, to come down. He's gone over a number of things that we've done. And when he gives it like a roll call like that, you start realizing, boom, 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 we've been doing this. But it always takes meetings. It always takes a plan of action. It always takes making contacts, dealing your networks. And so there's a lot of things done behind the scenes to do so. As we said before, we brought on Dominic Calabrese. He's joined our staff as well as my the at-large chapter. He's done more than just become a staff member. And it's brought some great ideas. We had the governor's thing that worked out very well in the governor's office last year. And he's also arranged, did a lot of the work on the PSAs, wrote them out. We went over them, Jennifer proofread them. And I think we've sent them out, or at least we haven't, please ask. We sent them out via email to the listserv. So if you don't live in WBOC's area, which covers the Midlands, but they're also syndicated in some of their places throughout the state. So they're doing a great job. We've gotten phone calls on that. People asking for information. How do I get more information? David's getting those phone calls, getting those names. We're making sure there's callbacks so that somebody can follow up. How can we help you? So, you know, it's good to get the people calling us because we want to get our reputation, our name, what we're trying to do out there But like someone mentioned, I do believe our friend president here mentioned that, you know, we could do all that, but if you walk away and don't follow up, your reward out of that's not going to be what it should be for the work that you initially put in. So we do a lot of phone calls and follows up and those kinds of things. Our intern, by the way, Gabriel, what? Abigail Reckley. I didn't forget her name. Okay. Abigail, he introduced her earlier. I just want to simply mention, you know, at the time I was a legislative chairman of our committee, and there was a talk about doing some more things with legislature and the governor and so on. So Dom, Nick, and I went up there to make some calls and get to know our legislature. We dropped in on Representative Rita Allison about some of our concerns. And Representative Rita Allison says, well, did you think to call USC and speak to the School of Social Work? Well, no, we haven't. And so she gave us contact information, set the things up. Dom and Calabrese did, and our friend David here did a lot of the legwork. There was classes we had to go through, of course, just like the classes we have to go through when you're a supervisor in the Federation. And a lot of paperwork within a do. So she's going to be working for us. Now, this came out of a request of the at-large chapter. The very beginning of that large chapter, one of the biggest things was people know wants to know is, you know, other than the standard blind places, the commission for the blind and so on and so forth, where can we get help if we need it now? Where can we get assistance we don't know about? And so, you know, it was just too big of a charge for anything that we could do. And now that's not all Abigail's job, because she needs to learn a great deal. But a good portion of her job is, like David said, is pulling this information together. So if we have someone in Liberty, South Carolina, that's got a situation that needs instant help, we know what resources are there that we can tap into, besides ourselves, of course. But we can also reach out to other communities that are not blind necessarily agencies that we can reach out to and help our membership any way we can. So I know that Abigail is going to be a great uplifting to the things that are going on in our office and the knowledge improving. I do want to have her have a good concept of blind people. And so we invite her to here to see us. Well, I guess it's our best, but it's definitely the most activity. And I assured her that she will not be busy like this every day. But I wanted her to get a chance to meet us. And please, you get a chance to welcome Abigail with us. She starts her classes actually tomorrow. So she goes to school. And then I believe her internship starts with us, if I recall correctly, September 20th. So please welcome Abigail to the Federation Center. She'll be with us every week for a few hours. And it's going to be a big asset. So, and let's make sure we, you know, take care of her. So that's a good program. Yeah, clap on that one. These are things we're doing, y'all. Things we're doing. Okay, I got 1 minute. I threw up. You lost my thought. Oh, you know how us old people are. But anyway, we're time restricted. I don't want to go on and on. But please call me, call David. If you have any questions, we have a lot of other things in the works, so we're continuing to expand. I also want to mention, of course, again, Barry Chavis, who is our facilities manager and has helped get a lot of the bids and things that we've done. I also want to mention our facilities janitor, Jack. Jack Haygood has joined our staff, and I don't know if you all have noticed the difference, but I sure have. And going in there, it's much nicer than it used to be. So please come and take a look. It's yours. It's our headquarters. Show it out. Invite people. Whatever you can do. God bless y'all. Don't see us on October 15th.